How do you manage patients with EGFR mutations with disease progression on a first-line TKI?
So the approach at our place, at least, is to do the T790M testing first on a patient who has a recurrence on EGFR TKI. Do the T790M first, either in plasma DNA or from a biopsy. And then if that's negative, then go on to MSK impact comprehensive testing of the biopsy.
What about the issue of resistance because of transformation to small cell?
Small cell transformation is, I would say, less than 5% of these resistance mechanisms. And it's the kind of mechanism that would get missed if you're just doing a T790M testing on plasma DNA. In terms of histology, it's a very characteristic finding. So if there's a biopsy and there's small cell transformation, I think it will get picked up that way.
Can you provide your perspective on T790 testing nowadays, both in terms of serum as well as tissue?
Well, I think T790M testing in plasma DNA is probably the most widely used plasma DNA molecular assay. And I believe it's becoming pretty standard at most centers. It can give you a quick answer on whether a patient is progressing due to T790M. And one of the advantages of plasma DNA testing is that it may give you information on every site of disease. So if a patient is progressing at more than one site, the plasma DNA is presumably derived from every site, and therefore you would know that there's at least one of these sites is a recurrence due to T790M. But in terms of going looking at other mechanisms, you still need to get a biopsy to get a good understanding of other mechanisms of resistance in that patient.